I'm glad to be in the Lord's house. There ain't nowhere else I'd rather be, honestly. Whenever it comes church time, it seems like there's an inner man down on the inside. And he's saying, hey, it's church time. Now, I know I contend with the flesh, too. And I remember it's been quite some time, several years ago. There's a few times I would. It'd be Wednesday night, and that old flesh, you know, he'd say, man, you're tired. Why don't you just stay home tonight? Man, I would. I'll be honest with you. But, man, there was something down on the inside. And it said, hey, you ought to have been down there at the church house. And I'm thankful for the Lord. I'm thankful. Man, whenever I mess up or whenever things don't go just right, I'm thankful there's somebody down on the inside. Hey, this thing is real. And this thing is serious. Nathaniel Dunn said it. I mean, I ain't here tonight to play games or to get up here and make a name for myself or to look good or whatever. I'm just going to try to mind the Lord tonight. And if everybody in here would get real serious and realize, I mean, church is not a game. Hey, lives are not a game. Hey, there's people that's lost and dying and going to hell. And I tell you what, we're worried about so much other stuff. If the Lord would help me tonight, I'd like to preach on that, sort of that very thought. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. And I tell you what, sometimes the Lord will put stuff on my heart and I think, Lord, I don't want to go and just... I mean, I like preaching an uplifting message. I'll be honest. I like trying to help people along. But man, sometimes the Lord will put a message on my heart and I think, man, that's going to be tough. And honestly, I'm feeling that way tonight, but I tell you what, I'm just going to try to mind the Lord. I tell you what, I thought, Lord, why don't you let me preach something else? And I tell you what, I probably could have, but it wouldn't have been no count. So I'm just going to try to mind the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24, we'll start reading. And the Bible says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to attain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord God in heaven, Lord, we need your help tonight, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just come down, Lord, and fill us up, Lord. And Lord, we need your, Lord, anointing from on high, Lord. I know, Lord, I can't do it, Lord, on my own. Lord, and I know, Lord, if there's anything accomplished, Lord, it'll take you, Lord. It'll take the Holy Ghost, Lord, dealing down in people's lives. And God, I pray, Lord, you just help me to be a mouthpiece, Lord, to stand in boldness, Lord, and proclaim your word. And God, I pray, Lord, I'm not a stumbling block, Lord, say anything out of the way. Lord, just a helping stone, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you, Lord, help tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got to thinking about this scripture here. And it says in verse 24, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye might attain. And the Lord put a simple thought on my heart, and that thought is, what are you running after tonight? What are you running after? And I tell you what, maybe it's a two-part question. What's going to happen when you get whatever you're running after? What's going to happen? And I thought, first of all, I thought, man, about running a race. And the Bible says here we're running a race. And I tell you what, it says, so run that ye may obtain. Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you what, that's talking about the things of God. But I want to talk just a few minutes about the things of the world. Yeah. I tell you what, it seems like Nathaniel done said it was serious, and I said it. It seems like we're unconcerned when it comes to the things of God tonight. I mean, we're so worried about everything else in the world. And I tell you what, and we'll just say, oh man, it's church time again. I got to go down there. Man, I don't really want to. I've got too many things to do. I tell you what, you're running after the wrong thing. But I simply thought about some scripture and some different places and maybe some things that we're running after tonight. And I thought, first of all, I mean, this is going to be real simple preaching tonight. Real simple, real elementary. I tell you what, probably some things that you've heard over and over again. But I understand, like our pastor and some of these other fellas say, I understand we're leaky vessels. Yeah. And I tell you what, you need to be told over and over again. I tell you what, when my boys was growing up, you know what, sometimes I had to remind them of some things. Yeah. And I tell you what, maybe you've heard this over and over, and you'll say, man, I've heard that preached 50,000 times. Well, I tell you what, maybe we need to hear it again. Yeah. This thing is serious. Yeah. I thought about things that people are chasing after, that people's running after. You know what it is? Fortune. Everybody wants to be rich. I tell you what, we got people. I tell you what, they play the lottery. Hey, they'll stay up all night worrying about this and that and how to get rich quick. I thought, man, it's fortune. And I thought about, man, some things the Bible says. Hey, the Bible says if you're rich, it's easier to fall into snare and temptations. And I tell you what, and when we get so mixed up in that stuff. I'll just read it. I was trying to quote it. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. And I thought, man, I tell you what, and we wonder, we chase these riches. I mean, we're hot on the trail all the time. I mean, we'll get up and we'll go to work and we'll clock in and we'll like I said, we'll scheme things, man. We'll scheme. We'll say, how? Hey, I tell you what, I'm a business owner. I know how it is. Yeah. What car can I buy that's easily fixed that'll make the most profit? And I tell you what, if I ain't careful, I'll stay on my phone for way more hours than I read my Bible, and I'll be looking at these wrecked cars. Hey, this one looks like an easy fix. Hey, I tell you what, this one right here, this one's worth a lot of money right here. Man, if I could just get a hold of that thing. But I tell you what, there's people, like I've already said, there's people out there that's lost and dying and going to hell, and we're too worried about our pocketbooks. Hey, we're too worried about the bank account. Man, if I had another dollar in the bank account. And you know what I was thinking about? We're so wrapped up in fortune. And I wrote this down, financial freedom. Man, if I could just put all that back. Man, if I could take ease. And I thought about that rich man over there. And where is it? Luke. Yeah. Luke. And he said, hey, I'm going to turn my barns down. I'm going to get bigger. And you know what it says in that verse? I'm going to take ease. He's going to take it easy. You know why we chase fortune? Because we think, man, if I had all that money, you know what I'd do? Well, I'd take it easy. Man, I tell my wife that sometimes. Man, if I had this house paid for, you know what I'd do? Man, I'd take it easy. We're running after the wrong things. I thought about a man in the Bible over here in 2 Kings. Very familiar scripture. And I've actually talked about it before. 2 Kings chapter 20, chapter 5. And if you know your Bible, you know I'm going to talk about Naaman for a minute and Elisha. But I got to thinking about Elisha's servant. And I got to thinking about Gehazi, and it says, but Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman this Syrian, and not receiving at his hand that which he had brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So here's the story, if you don't know. Naaman was a leper, and he came to Elijah. Hey, there was a little girl, and they said, hey, go see this prophet. And anyways, long story short, Naaman goes to see Elisha, the prophet. And I tell you what, the prophet tells him what to do. And I tell you what, he goes and dips down in the Jordan like he's supposed to. He didn't want to, but he did. But I tell you what, and he offered Elisha some things. He offered him some silver and some clothes and stuff. And I tell you what, and I thought about Gehazi here. He said, I will run after him and take someone. Because Elijah said, no, I don't want that stuff. Hey, I don't want it. But I tell you what, Gehazi here, and this thing bothers me right here, this whole story, because he has been around a man of God. Man, he's seen the things of God. Man, he's seen God move. Man, he's seen the miracles of God. And I thought, man, that's how we are right here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church, ain't we? Hey, we don't come to church to a dead, dried up church. Hey, I tell you what, you can feel the Spirit of God here. Hey, we got a pastor that'll preach the truth. Hey, we got people here that'll move and listen to God. And I thank God for that. But I tell you what, there may be some here just like Gehazi here. They've been around it. But they're still running after things. They're still running after riches. Right. And if you read on down about Gehazi here, I don't know if that's how you say his name or not, but if you read on down, it says, the leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee. He got to running after the wrong things. And the Lord took that leprosy from Naaman and he gave it to Gehazi. What I'm telling you tonight is you better be careful what you're running after. You better be careful what you're running after. There's consequences. You ain't going to come to church and sit around the things of God and know the truth and go run after the things of the world and there not be consequences. And if you look at leprosy, I take it as a type of being a sinner. So, you could be here tonight and be around the things of God and still be lost. Well, this thing's serious tonight, Nathaniel. Real serious. I'm just trying to preach what the Lord put on my heart. I thought, man, we got people running after fortune, financial freedom. And then I thought about people wanting to be famous. Man, the Bible tells us in the end times over there in Timothy that people are going to be high-minded. Yep. I've never seen a time of arrogancy. Man, people are arrogant nowadays. People are so prideful. And I thought, man, people want fame. People want fortune and people want fame. They want to say, hey, I want to be like so-and-so. We see all these basketball players and football players and all this stuff. And they're so famous. And man, all these people are running after it. Man, this thing's serious tonight. Hey, that's a game for one. And for two, if you look at famous people, they ain't a bit happier than the people at church. Actually, they're a lot worse shape than the people at church. Hey, if you look at these famous people, like everybody pushes their kids. Hey, why don't you be a movie star? Why don't you be a rock star? Why don't you be a ball player star? And I tell you what, we run after that stuff hard. Man, I tell you what, we take kids and we pay to train them and we do all this stuff. But when it comes to the things of God, we won't have no family devotion. We won't even say prayer over meals. What are we running after tonight? Man, are you pushing your kids to be famous? It ain't going to matter. What's going to happen if you catch that stuff? Well, I'll tell you what, you can look at the life of the rich and famous, and they're miserable. They're on drugs. They're on alcohol. Their marriages, they've been married 50 times. It's every other week they're with somebody else, and we think that's going to bring us happiness. Man, this thing's serious. And we're too worried about fame and fortune. And I also got to thinking about fame in the world and arrogance. But you know that stuff can go on in the church house. Matthew chapter 23. I'll just read some of it to you. I'm not trying to be mean tonight. I want you to see what you're running after. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 5, the Bible says, "But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garment. And otherwise, they're dressing real good. They're saying, hey, look at me. I got some fancy clothes on." It says, "And love the uppermost rooms and feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues." Well, I tell you what, we got people that come to church and say, "Hey, look at me. Look what I can do. Look how good I can sing. Look how good I can preach. Hey, this thing is not a show. Like I said, this thing is serious. Hey, there's people that's lost and dying to go into hell. It don't matter how good you can sing. It don't matter how fancy your clothes on. It don't matter how good you can speak." Man, the Bible talks about that. And I know I'm just an old country boy. And man, I don't have elegant words. And man, I don't have these big fancy outlines. But I tell you what, I do. I get down on my face and I say, "Lord, what would you have me to preach? Lord, would you help me? Lord, it ain't me. And it ain't you." Man, if we'd figure out in the church house, it ain't about us. But oh, we want a name, don't we? Oh, we want to come to church and we want people to say, "Whoo, man, that is the best preaching I ever heard. That is the best singing I ever heard." Hey, I'll tell you what you ought to do. You ought to try to figure out what the Lord wants you to do. And if you get up here and you can't carry a tune in a bucket, and you try and you give it everything you got for the Lord, and the Lord's pleased when you go home, that's all that matters. It don't matter if Brother Kevin comes up and says, "Whoo, boy, that was good." If he don't and you did it for the Lord, that's all that matters. It says, "In greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be ye not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all your brethren." And I got to thinking about the Lord, and I got to thinking about over there in Corinthians about how he talks about trying our works in fire. And I thought, man, how sad it would be. How sad it would be for you to try to make a name for yourself instead of the Lord. I thought about, man, one day our works is going to be tried in that fire. And I thought, man, there's going to be people that have drove mile after mile to go to church and to preach a message and to go and to sing for a church. And you know what? And I thought, man, maybe missionaries, man, went halfway across the world to make a name for themselves instead of the Lord. Man, ain't that going to be sad one day to stand in front of the Lord and Him try your works? And all you get after all that, because you're only doing it for a name and to look good and to feel good, and you're not doing it for the right reason. You're just doing it for fame. Man, how sad that would be. This thing's serious. This thing ain't about me. Man, I appreciate some good men of God we got in the church. I appreciate Brother Delmer. I go to Brother Delmer. I put a lot of confidence in him. I'll ask him some serious questions. We got Wayne and Creston. And I tell you what, I go to a lot of churches. Ain't got no better Sunday school teacher than Josh Neal. But I tell you what, it's not about them. It's about the Lord. It's not about them making a name for themselves. It's about the Lord. I thought, what are you running after? Man, if you're just running after fame,
going to leave me empty.
Yep.
But I tell you what, if you'll just try to do what the Lord wants you to do,
yeah.
I like it. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I like it, man. When I go somewhere and the Lord just really meets with us, and man, He just really helps us. And I realize, man, it's not about us, but it's about Him. I appreciate the Lord. I thought, man, it's not about fortune, not about financial freedom, it's not about being famous, but it's not about fun either. I talk to a feller quite often and say, I'm doing this because it's fun. I'm doing this because I like it. I already talked about arrogance. Me, 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 I is all we think about. And I thought about pleasures is what I thought about. I thought about fun, and I thought about what the Bible says over there in Hebrews chapter 11, where He says there's pleasures in sin. He's talking about Moses and how Moses rather suffer the affliction than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We're all about pleasures. In 2025, it's all about pleasures. And I tell you what, even so-called Christians is all about pleasures. We're all about the music that feels good. We're all about that beat. It's all about what feels good. And then they got Christian comedians. Can I stop right there for just a second and say that most of that is garbage? Well, I'll tell you what, I got to listen to one feller one day, and he was supposed to be a Christian comedian, and he started talking about drinking. And I thought, Lord help us. Lord help us. The Bible says to stay away from that stuff. I got to listen to another one one day, and I tell you what, he was saying, well, so-and-so believes this, so he's trying to be funny. But you know what he was doing? He was sowing discord among the brethren. That ain't funny. Man, this thing is serious. Now, I believe we ought not just yoke up with anything and anybody. But I tell you what, if somebody's got the same fundamental beliefs and they're built on the same foundation as us, I believe it's okay to yoke up with them a little bit. But I tell you what, you better be careful about pleasures. There's pleasure in sin for a season. I tell you what, we're all about fun. I thought about what the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 4. Let me find it. I thought I had it marked. Bible says, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And that's the problem right there, is the more. Hey, the Bible teaches us to forsake not the assembly of ourselves together. And I'm afraid in 2025, we've got to love in other things more than the things of God. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's serious things. If you find yourself loving pleasures more than the things of God, I'll be checking up. There's a problem.
I done preached about the fundamentals, but that's what are you running after tonight? You know what's going to happen if you just run after pleasures? Because there's pleasure in sin for a season.
Right.
It's going to come to an end. I thought about what we ought to be running after tonight. The Bible tells us over there where I read to run that you may attain a prize. You know you're not doing this in vain. If you're working for the Lord, it's not in vain. Seems like Galatians 6:9 says something about that. That your labor's not in vain. And I simply thought about what we're running after tonight. And I thought, man, we ought to be running after the fundamentals of the Bible, the foundation. Hey, you ought to know, I tell you what, if you've been saved more than 2 years, you ought to know the basic fundamentals of the Bible. And I'll be honest, I'm guilty right there. The Lord saved me when I was young, and thankfully I was brought up in a Christian home and I was taught these things. But it's for me to sit down and read my Bible on a daily basis, I didn't do it for years. And now where I'm at in my life, I thank God. What was I running after? I can't even tell you what I was running after, but I tell you what I wished I'd have been running after. Man, I wish that I'd have more of this right there, right here. Right down in my soul. Instead of running after all the things in the world that right now don't mean a thing. I thought about being built on a strong foundation. What are you running after? I thought about, man, we ought to be running after faith. Yeah. I thought about what the Bible said. I like it over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I'll just read it because I'm not going to be able to quote it. It says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Watch you like men, be strong." You know what we ought to be running after? Faith. And I like that real good where it says, "Stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men." You know what that means? Man up. Be strong in it. Hey, we ought to be running after the faith. Hey, we ought to be strong in the faith. I'm talking about, hey, don't hold back. Don't pull punches. Run after it. Be strong. Be a man. Hey, if you're a man in here, you're the head of your house. You know what you ought to do? You ought to quit running after fortune and fame and all this nonsense. And you ought to get this thing. And you ought to act like a man. And you ought to be strong in that. You ought to be strong in this thing. Man, I tell you what I done said, this thing's serious. Hey, if you're the man of the house, hey, there's kids coming up behind you. Hey, if not, if you come to Amazing Grace Baptist Church, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you have any influence on a kid or any influence on another man, you ought to be strong in that thing. We ought to run after the faith. I'll come to a close. What are you running after tonight? John chapter 20. I'll give you just one more thing and I'll be done. John chapter 20. Verse 3, the Bible says, "Peter therefore went forth and the other disciple and came to the sepulcher."
So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulcher. Now, if you know this story, we know that Jesus has arose, and Jesus is not in the sepulcher. He's not there. He's already rose. But you know what these fellers are doing? They're running after Jesus. They're running after Jesus. What are you running after tonight?
Yeah.
You know what happens if you get a hold of Jesus? Everlasting life, peace, joy, love. Don't that sound good? But instead, we're chasing all this worthlessness.
Yeah.
And I've said it before. My grandpa used to say this saying, and I say it to myself quite often. It ain't going to matter 100 years from now. Is what you're running after tonight, is what you're chasing, is it going to matter 100 years from now? Is it? If it ain't, I'd quit chasing it.
Right. That's good.
And I try to chase the right things.
Yes, sir.
What are you running after tonight? I'm done. If somebody wants to come play a song, I'm going to get down here and pray. I'm going to say the altar's open.